Push versus pull and decoupling. The terms push and pull describe alternative systems for executing production in manufacturing organizations. In manufacturing planning and control for supply chain management, Jacobs states that many authorities have attempted to use push and pull to distinguish between shop floor systems based on material requirements, planning, MRP, and those based on just-in-time principles. MRP is the classic push system. The MRP system computes production schedules for all levels based on forecasts of sales of end items. Once produced, subassemblies are pushed to the next level whether needed or not. Lean is the classic pull system. Production at one level happens only when initiated by a request at a downstream or subsequent level. That is, units are pulled through the system by request. These methods offer two different approaches to basic production planning and balancing operations in a manufacturing environment. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines balancing operations as follows. In repetitive, just-in-time production, matching actual output cycle times of all operations to the demand or use for parts as required by final assembly and eventually as required by the market. MRP and Lean each have advantages and disadvantages. The main advantage of MRP over Lean is that MRP takes forecasts for end product demand into account. In an environment in which substantial variation of sales is anticipated and can be forecasted accurately, MRP has a substantial advantage. The main advantage of Lean over MRP is that Lean reduces inventories to a minimum. In addition to saving direct inventory carrying costs, there are substantial side benefits, such as improvement in quality and plant efficiency. The key distinction is that whatever system is selected, the characteristics must match the manufacturing process and the infrastructure in which it will operate. It is important to understand the differences between push and pull systems in executing operations. At a high level, these two systems differ in terms of authorizing and releasing work and managing the resources needed to accomplish the work. Push and pull systems are each discussed more next, including how they are applied during the execution phase of operations. After that, we discuss the decoupling point, push systems. A push execution system, also referred to as an MRP-based execution system, involves forecasting production needs to meet customer demand or make-to-stock requirements. Organizations must predict which products customers will purchase in what quantities. Push systems rely on manufacturing planning and control, MPC systems to plan production priorities, what is needed when, and capacity. The principles of push systems are applied differently to batch and flow processes. For batch processing operations, a push execution system creates time-phased schedules, releases and pushes orders to work centers, relies on production activity control processes to control quantities, routings, and due dates, maximizes capacity utilization. For flow operations, a push execution system produces to rate-based schedules, moves material quickly and without interruption, creates finished goods inventory as necessary. Exhibit 5-27 illustrates the information flow in a push system. To plan and control, the work information is pushed through the planning and execution phases of MPC. As you can see, the information goes from sales and operations planning, S&OP, to master scheduling to material and capacity planning. Finally, it reaches execution. Information that is pushed through to execution is in the form of work orders, rate-based schedules, and purchase orders. Exhibit 5-27, Push Model, Execution in a Push Environment. Execution in a push environment requires the organization to make decisions based on forecasted demand. In order to effectively and efficiently execute the work order, decisions need to be made regarding the following: sequence of work. This is a production activity control technique that controls the flow of work and the movement of materials. Priority rules are applied to determine the order in which the jobs are sequenced and materials are moved. Setup time and changeovers. Depending on the manufacturing process type and layout, the impact of setup time and changeovers varies. The goal is to reduce time in both setup and changeover, since these are non-value-added operations. Resource constraints. Constraint or bottleneck management ensures that demand on a resource, facility, function, or department does not create a bottleneck that slows down the planned throughput of the system. Alternate routing. Another way the organization can manage bottlenecks or constraints is alternate routing or an alternate manufacturing process, but these are not preferred methods. In many organizations, these are the manual versions of what is normally accomplished through an automated process, scheduling method. Many techniques are used to schedule work through a facility, with various pros and cons. All of them require an understanding of forward and backward scheduling, along with infinite and finite loading, load leveling. The goal of load leveling is to maintain a stable production rate at key work centers while varying inventory levels to meet the scheduled demand. By reducing the fluctuations, the organization can also reduce waste and improve customer service, input and output control. Production activity control must balance the flow of work in and out of the various work centers. The input/output system is a method used to manage queues and lead times. Organizations use a report of what was planned against what was actually accomplished to control input and output. This report may generate the operation/process yield, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the ratio of usable output from a process, process stage, or operation to the input quantity, usually expressed as a percentage. Varying levels of detail are required in order for the organization to address these concerns and make the best decision. Pull systems. In a push or MRP-based system, orders are released and pushed through work centers to execute the master production schedule, MPS, for batch processes. For MRP-based flow manufacturing processes, rate-based schedules are released to execute the MPS. In contrast, in a pull system, production begins when demand or a pull signal occurs, which could be a Kanban card or a visual system. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a pull signal as any signal that indicates when to produce or transport items in a pull replenishment system. For example, in just-in-time production control systems, a Kanban card is used as the pull signal to replenish parts to the using operation. Pull manufacturing systems are used with lean systems. The following are four of the key lean principles. Lean produces products only to customer order. It levels demand to smooth workflow. It uses visual signals to link processes with demand. It maximizes the flexibility of people and machinery. Exhibit 5-28 illustrates a pull system using an order for an automobile part as an example. Exhibit 5-28, pull model. The example begins at the bottom with the company one dealer who has just placed part A on a customer's automobile. The company one dealer sends a signal to company one's regional parts distribution center, notifying the center that there is a hole in the dealer's inventory of part A. The company one regional parts distribution center sends replenishment part A to the dealer and then sends a signal to its national parts distribution center for the replenishment of part A in its inventory. The company one national parts distribution center replenishes the regional parts distribution center's inventory and then sends a signal to the manufacturer for the replenishment of part A in its inventory. The manufacturer replenishes company one's national parts distribution center inventory from finished goods inventory and then sends a signal to the factory to make one part A to replenish its finished goods inventory. The manufacturer in this example carries part A in inventory. This enables timely replenishment of company one's national parts distribution center, for example, one day, while it makes a replacement part A, which might take 2 days. The national distribution center also carries a day's supply of inventory because it knows that it can be resupplied in 1 day from the manufacturer after replenishing the regional parts distribution center in 1 day. Execution in a pull environment. Execution in a pull environment requires the organization to make decisions based on actual internal and external customer demand. The goal is to have uninterrupted flow of material from one operation to the next with no delays. In order to effectively and efficiently execute the work, decisions need to be made regarding the following. Mixed model scheduling. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines this as the process of developing one or more schedules to enable mixed model production. The goal is to achieve 1 day's production each day. When using this scheduling model, the organization makes some of everything each day in order to meet demand. This means scheduling XYZ, XYZ, etc. as a sequence that repeats as opposed to scheduling a large batch of X, then Y, and then Z. It reduces work in process inventory and sometimes even finished goods inventory. The schedule is level for both capacity and material. If demand shifts, the organization has the flexibility to shift as well. Synchronization. Demand-driven manufacturing forms a synchronized closed loop between customer orders, production scheduling, and manufacturing execution. The customer order comes into the organization. Production coordinators then use load profiles and various scheduling techniques to devise a feasible schedule that can meet required completion dates. Manufacturing execution is accomplished through input-output control, detailed scheduling, and dispatching. Closed loop also means that capacity constraints are considered when planning and controlling the manufacturing process. Kanban, which is part of the just-in-time philosophy, and drum buffer rope, which is part of the theory of constraints, represent synchronized production control approaches. Constrained resources. Making adjustments to constrained resources is covered in the discussion of the theory of constraints methodology. The goal is to identify and then systematically improve the constraints on the resource until it is no longer a limiting factor. Rate-based scheduling. This type of scheduling is used to accomplish detailed material planning. It is typically found in organizations that use flow manufacturing systems, while time-phase planning is used in batch manufacturing. The goal of rate-based scheduling is to establish rates of production for each part in the factory. A rate-based pull system seeks to match the rate of production to takt time, or the rate of customer demand, which is the available work time divided by the average demand per day. Line balancing. Line balancing is a leveling of the workload across all processes in an effort to remove bottlenecks and excess capacity. It determines the product mix that can be run down an assembly line to provide a fairly consistent flow of work through that assembly line at a planned line rate. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines line balancing and excess capacity as follows. Line balancing. The balancing of the assignment of tasks to workstations in a manner that minimizes the number of workstations and minimizes the total amount of idle time in all stations for a given output level. In balancing these tasks, the specified time requirement per unit of product for each task and its sequential relationship with the other tasks must be considered. Excess capacity. Capacity that is not used to either produce or protect the creation of throughput. The Lean Toolbox lists the following steps to balance a manufacturing line. Establish the takt time. To determine if this rate is feasible, an industrial engineer and an operator, usually working jointly, identify and time the required tasks, including break times. Demand may have to be leveled and work hours changed to stabilize takt time. Set a target rate that is less than the takt time. This allows for variations in work and prevents small problems from disrupting the system. A rate of 90% of takt time is normal. Support the process by identifying and eliminating all wastes and by improving the efficiency of the work cell layout. In summary, push and pull are both designed to bring control to the supply side of demand. The push system can be described as an escalator. An escalator continues to supply push, regardless of whether there is actual demand, passengers. On the other hand, the pull system, which starts to supply operations only when triggered by actual demand, is like an elevator. An elevator starts when a button is pressed, even if there is only one passenger.